Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. News reports suggest that the world has a lot of difficult problems to solve, and people may have tough problems in their own lives, too. Probably none of them are more difficult than what some Bible characters had to deal with. Consider Moses. Moses was leading a whole nation of people out of slavery in Egypt, and it turned out the Egyptians weren't too happy about it. The army started pursuing Moses and the children of Israel, who found their path to freedom blocked by the Red Sea. They didn't have time to build a bridge or get weaponry, so it looked as if they'd either drown in the sea or get captured and returned to slavery. But Moses was willing to look beyond standard human ways and means of doing things. Even before Moses got started freeing the people, God told him, "Certainly I will be with thee." In other words, Moses could rely on spiritual guidance and power. He didn't need to depend on material methods. So in this case, Moses heard God telling him how to get the people across the sea. They got across, and the Egyptians could not follow. The children of Israel were safe and free. The power of good is with us today just as much as it was with Moses, and it's just as active today too. When we're willing to look beyond problems and the usual ways of dealing with them, and instead turn to spiritual means, we can count on divine direction leading us to effective answers. May we do that and find freedom from our problems. Amen.